Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Coast to coast, across America and around the world on the American Forces Network, it is time to talk golf. Greetings from God's country, the Rocky Mountains of Colorado. Jay Ritchie and Jerry Butenoff, not in our usual spot, which isn't bad, when we broadcast live from our home at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. But today, we are live in Summit County at the fabulous Keystone Resort. 6 weeks ago, we were here just down the road at the River Course. Today, we come to you live from the Ranch Course, a 30-year-old Robert Trent Jones design, one of two championship courses here at Keystone. We will be joined today by our host, Steve Cornelier, the director of golf here at Keystone. Later in the hour, Judy LaPointe will be here representing Summit County, and the Chamber of Commerce will talk tourism with Judy, and she will tell us why Summit County and Keystone should top your list when you are planning a vacation, whether it be a long vacation, a short vacation, and whether it be summer or winter. It's Keystone and Summit County, especially for Jerry and I here on Tee to Green. The weather is beautiful. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and we are just about ready to get Rocky Mountain high today on Tee to Green. We also have a golf tip for you. It's a British Open weekend, another major championship going on, and we'll update you on what's happening at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's over in Lancashire, England, at the British Open. Like I said, we're ready to get Rocky Mountain high today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7, I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
And don't forget, please join us at our website, soon to be the new and improved teetogreenradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, too. You can link to that from teetogreenradio.com. Jay and Jerry at Keystone going to tee it up next with Steve Cornelier as we continue live across America, coast to coast, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Experts say the less-than-terrific economy has spawned a new trend toward value and saving money. Well, I guess that would officially make Motel 6, still the home of clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain, way ahead of the curve. Being smart with your money has never been cooler, and if being hip and trendy is wrong, I don't want to be right. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
At Lowe's, take advantage of 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Plus, save big when you upgrade your cabinets. The more you spend, the more you'll save with our tiered offer on special order cabinets. You'll also save 20% on in-stock cabinets. And be sure to check out savings on our Allen and Roth quartz countertops. Plus, this week, save 10% off all major appliances $399 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through 7/23. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome into America's longest-running network radio golf show. This segment of Tee to Green, presented in part by Swan Law Funeral Director, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912, caring for you and your family for the last 100 years and preparing for the next 100. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, online at www.swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, it's amazing how fast 6 weeks have flown by, Jerry, since we were up here last
year. Yeah, living the good life once again up in Summit County, getting out of the 90 degrees that continues to not plague the front range. But now I get it that our heat in Colorado isn't what a lot of other parts of the country go through, but there's a reason we live up here, and it's not to have a month straight of 90-degree weather like we've had.
I wish I could describe the beauty of the scenery right in front of us right now as we are at the
Splendiferous, I believe.
The clubhouse at the ranch course, and we're overlooking the putting green and the number 10 tee box and the beautiful lake.
Between the 9th and 18th greens, yep.
Yeah, exactly. And it is so still and so serene, and the sun is shining, the sky is blue. I guess we got to give our first guest credit for that today, our first guest being the director of golf here, so he's in charge of all this.
Yeah, he upgraded our weather this time, so that's good.
Including the scenery. Steve Cornelius with us. Hi, Steve.
And what was wrong with the weather last time at the river six weeks ago, Jerry?
It was fine. It was just, I had to wear long sleeves.
But you told me this morning you shot a good score and you kept the ball in play and you only used one golf ball
the whole day there. Yeah, that's always a gain.
People like us in the golf business and the retail golf stores, you know, one golf ball is not good enough. How are we supposed to make a living? We got to sell golf balls, friend.
Well, it is what it is.
I made up for it.
Okay. Well, good morning, Jay and Jerry. So glad to have you back at Keystone, and glad we're hosting this radio show this morning from Keystone Ranch. And I'll tell you, this is the true meaning of awesome when you're looking south here throughout the back nine of the ranch.
What a view. Now, we were at the Keystone River course 6 weeks ago. Today we're at the ranch course. Give us a little bit about the difference between the two.
Big difference in personalities. When you look at the Robert Trent Jones Jr. course that we opened in 1980, this used to be an old working cattle ranch when we bought it in 1977. And Robert Trent Jones didn't have to move a lot of the earth here. He kept the natural valley that we're looking at in the back nine and the front nine, you know, very limited moving of dirt, but he shaped it and sculpted it right into the natural beauty here. And he designed probably one of the top mountain golf courses in the entire western United States at that time. And what I like about this golf course, too, it's truly a links-type feature, just like the Open's being played this weekend. Being that it was old farm country and agricultural country, and you link your private land to private land to create a golf hole. And just like on the lower nine here, there were some multiple owners where holes 4 through 8 are, where you have elevated tees to island fairways to, small greens over the gorse and sage and natural stream banks. So this one plays out to 7,000-plus yards. True test of golf, whereas the river course designed by Dr. Michael Herzen and Dana Fry is more your mountain resort course. A lot of elevation change, as much as 200 feet in a par 4, 509 yards downhiller. A lot of elevation change, threaded out through the lodgepole pine, a lot of movement, but wider fairways, bigger greens, still some nicely placed bunkers. So two different personalities requiring different shot making, different view corridors, but you know, they're both great to have in the same family, and they're back-to-back right here in Summit County, Colorado.
We talked off the air last time we were up here, holes 4 through 8 that are down in, I believe, what used to be kind of a cabbage farm or something.
They used to grow lettuce around here.
Lettuce, exactly. That might be as good a 5 connecting stretch of holes of any place in Colorado that I've played. It's just fabulous.
You know, I would put a ditto on that one, Jerry. They're my favorite holes. You start off on that fourth hole, big elevated tee. You've got to launch it over the natural sagebrush to about an 80-foot elevation drop to an island fairway, and then from there, you get a tough green to hit into, but you have to go over Soda Creek and all the sagebrush and a lot of slope to that green. But that's just one of those 5 holes that are so precious and so well-designed by Trent Jones, Jr.
We were here in early June last time around. Your season was just sort of getting started. Now here we are, late July, the meat of your season. How has it been for you here in 2012?
Well, you know what? I tell you what, I would not trade my business with anybody right now. We're doing well in Summit County. We've had a lot of golfers. We had a great month of May, month of June, even though it was the warmest, driest, windiest months we'd ever seen. We're just getting into some precipitation right now. Things are greening up and doing the final knitting of the greens. So great mountain golf, and we'll go right into early October. And boy, I tell you, if anyone still has a chance to plan a mountain golfing trip, head to Keystone, because the month of September, there is nothing better. You know, just like this morning, it was 48 degrees when I got here about 6:30. It'll get up to about, you know, 78 degrees today. You know, put on that windbreaker, that Argyle sweater, you know, and if you got the plus fours, bring them.
Sure, why
you know,
not?
But by 10 o'clock, you're down in your short sleeves, you know, until 6 o'clock at night, and then you put that sweater and, you know, back on. So great weather.
Very refreshing atmosphere up there in the mountains.
It's clean, isn't it?
It is, definitely.
Now, and we know this all too well, there was a time not all that long ago when the impression that people looking in on the news around the country saw Colorado on fire in Colorado Springs, Fort Collins, and all the wildfires. How have you guys been hurt by that, and have tourists stayed away to some extent because of all the bad things that were happening?
You know, it's been very unfortunate in Colorado with those two fires that you just identified, Jay, in the northern part and the southern part, and certainly tragic to those friends and families that lost personal property. Fortunately, we have not been impacted in terms of our location here, just due west, 70 miles of Denver, and I'm sure some people have been more guarded or more cautious in heading into the mountains. We understand that. I tell you what, there's been great efforts in reducing those fires, you know, with fire mitigation and just with homeowners taking more care about taking trees down around their homes and properties, just like we have done on the golf courses here. So we certainly understand it. We're fortunate. It's not impacted any of the immediate business, and we're trying to continue to, you know, play it safe. Just like during these dry months, we put in no smoking bans on the golf courses. You know, we want to make sure we can show up tomorrow, you know, just like you do as golfers. So it's a safer, cleaner, and healthier place to live, work, and play.
How about the drought and the lack of rain? How has that impacted?
Short term, it has not. It's certainly noticeable, you know, whether it's we're at the headwaters here. We're at 9,300 feet, and, you know, some of the main parts of Colorado River just are right above our heads here at the Continental Divide, about 5 miles up the road. The streams are down, the creeks are down, some of the reservoirs, they're lowering those right now to feed water to, you know, the Front Range of Colorado. We just don't need too many of these years back-to-back. We had a drier-than-normal winter. We still had some very good skiing. And just like in April, May, and June, in my years here in the company since 1975, it's the driest spring I've ever witnessed, and which is unfortunate. So we're very guarded. We're very protective. Everyone's trying to cut back on water resources and their use, whether it's for their own personal use, agricultural use even. But, you know, when you look at the weather patterns throughout the entire United States, there are just some strange things going on out there. The heat, the drought, and yet northern tiers of the nation, you know, just getting drilled. Duluth, Minnesota, you know, 8 inches of rain in no time. when the polar bear from the zoo is floating down, you know, the street, you know, something's
going
on.
That's not good.
That's not good. That's not a good sign.
You know, got the polar bear back, though.
I know last year, for example, your peak water runoff in the river here was about now. This year, it was a couple months ago, I guess, and your level right now compared to last year, what is 10% of what it was a year ago or something? Or
it's pretty skinny.
Yeah.
We peaked last year. We had a record snowfall last year. We had like 350 inches. And we peaked on July 10th with about 800 cubic feet per second in the Snake River here. This year we peaked 2 months early, and we peaked at 80. So we peaked at 10% like 2 months earlier. So things are noticeably different. However, the fishermen tell me fishing is still good.
Yeah.
And they can see what
they're they're going for. That's right. So there's always some gain and some loss.
There isn't there.
Yep.
Fishing, golfing, in the wintertime, of course, skiing. It's all here in Summit County. Steve, your season's still got a ways to go until September, and I know you got some packages that you want to tell the fans about, the folks about, and we'll do that when you come back, okay?
Sounds good.
Steve Cornelier, he's our director of golf at the Keystone Resort here in Colorado, in beautiful Summit County, Colorado. And speaking of Summit County, from the Chamber of Commerce, up next, Judy LaPointe joins us here on Tee to Green.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Found it. It's the show by golfers
Tour golfers. It's Tita Green, Jay Ritchie, Jerry Putnoff enjoying the mountains of Colorado this weekend and the cooler air as we are back in Summit County, Keystone, Colorado, and we're at the Keystone Ranch course today. Don't forget, for all your repair and remodeling needs, it's at your service. There's no job too big or too small. Call Daryl at 719-216-2717 or send him an email at yourservice@hotmail.com. At your service, more than a handyman. As we said, we're at the Keystone Ranch, Summit County, and our next guest from the Summit County Chamber of Commerce is Judy LaPointe. She's got a tough job, Jerry. She has to sell people on coming up here and enjoying this beautiful scenery and the beautiful stuff here in Summit County. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Hey, good, Jay. How are you?
We're terrific. How long have you been with Summit County and the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I've lived here for 12 years, and I've been with the Chamber for about two.
Okay.
Yeah, and as you said, it's really actually not all that tough a job to sell people on Summit County. People save up for their entire year to come and spend a week with us in Summit County. And I, as you guys were saying before, when you were talking to Steve a little bit earlier, the weather has really changed a lot of what people do up here, but the businesses have modified what they do. Like rafting companies, they're now paddleboard companies, and so they teach people how to paddleboard instead of how to raft. And they're, as you said, they're fishing more. And last year they were not fishing, and they've added zip lines to fun things to do up here. So they've really been able to modify what they do.
Well, just like the ski industry has adapted to the popularity of snowboarding.
Absolutely, they've adapted to the popularity of snowboarding. And of course, Steve did mention last year we had kind of a down year with our snow. But all of the ski resorts in Summit County now have snowmaking, so they are really able to provide great ski conditions even when we don't have good snow. It's amazing what they're able to do with technology these days that they couldn't do 20 years ago.
And a lot of ski areas, too, have put in things for people to do in the summertime. I know places have water slides and whatnot, and one or two of the ski areas here have something like that, did they not?
Well, yeah. Breckenridge, of course, has, they've got a roller coaster now, and then they also have the alpine slide. They do zip lining there. They've got a climbing wall for the kids, and they've got bungee jumping for the kids. So they really have turned it into a ski resort. And then Congress recently passed a law that enables ski resorts to use the mountain way more in the summer, and the ski resorts are looking at how to really make summer playground at the ski resorts great too. And here at Keystone, they've got a gondola that runs in the summer, and they take mountain bikes up to the top of the mountain for the lazy people, and then they have then they can come down the hill on their mountain bikes, and they've really gotten some great mountain bike trails. So it's really a fun family outing just to come to the ski resorts, just the ski resorts. And then, of course, there's always, we've got the Pro Bicycling Challenge coming up next month, and that will have riders from the Tour de France. Last year it was a huge event in this county, and that's coming up in August. We've got music festivals, and we have Kansas City Barbecue sanctioned barbecue tournaments. We've got two of those a year, one coming up in August, and the one in June broke all records. Previous records there were over 30,000 people at that event. It's really great food, great music, great beer, and they have arts festivals just about every weekend. Somewhere in the county, there's always something going on. Summer and winter. It's really an amazing, amazing county to be in.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, last year when we were here to do the show, I brought my family with me, and on the way back, we hadn't planned on doing this, but we went through Breckenridge, and we saw the gondola rise, and we rode them up to the Peak 9, I think it was.
Peak 8
and 9. And we discovered the Alpine Slide and all the other things, and we spent pretty much the entire day there, and we're going to do that on the way back from this trip as well.
It's fun, isn't it?
It was terrific.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we love about this county, and you mentioned it earlier today, is that the weather is just amazing. When everybody else in the country is scorching hot, we're at 65, 75 degrees. I never go anywhere without a sweater, and it's just, you know, people come up here and they say, well, gosh, I didn't know I had to bring my sweatshirt. So we're always telling people to buy sweatshirts here. No.
We really well, you know, if you don't bring it, you can always buy it. That's
right.
For sure. Yeah.
That's right. And they don't, because they're coming from 100-degree heat, and they don't even think that it's going to be cool here. So it's really pretty amazing.
Where do your tourists come from?
All over the world. All over the world, literally. Of course, the bulk of our tourists come from the Front Range because it's so easy to get here. And when it's 105 degrees on the Front Range, it's, like I said, 75 degrees here. And so there's a mass exodus out of Denver up here on Friday, and then there's a mass exodus from here back down to Denver on Sunday. And that is a little bit problematic because the I-70 corridor does get really busy at that time. But that's where the most of our tourists come from. But really, truly, we are an international destination in this community because the people do come from all over the world, and you can walk up and down the streets of any of our towns and hear several different languages being spoken.
True.
So you know that people are coming here from all over the world.
Yeah. And that's very common with a lot of ski resorts, and Colorado has as many, along with California, as anybody. It's really an international flavor. Especially in the winter, but nowadays in the summertime and the rest of the year also.
That's right. That's right. And especially some of these international events that we're bringing, like the Pro Cycling Challenge. There are cyclists from all over the world here, and people come from all over the world to watch it. The Dew Tour that we have in the winter, that's an international event as well, and skiers and snowboarders come from all over to watch and participate. And some of our music festivals are just, they've really got an international flavor to them.
Judy LaPointe with us, the Summit County Chamber of Commerce. And Judy's job, and everybody at the Chamber of Commerce, very important because so much of the commerce in Summit County depends on tourism and getting the folks to come up here. Judy, this year in particular, with the wildfires and all the negative publicity that is associated with that, has it been a little tougher to get people to come out?
You know, we really haven't noticed that much because people have, you know, we have a wonderful website, we have a wonderful outreach, and we let people know that Summit County, so far, I'm knocking on wood, is fire-free. And now that we've got the kind of the afternoon monsoons, I think we are safe on that. Although our level 2 fire ban was just lowered, which enables us to have the barbecue that I was talking about. We wouldn't have been able to have it had the level 2 fire ban been in place because we wouldn't allow charcoal cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been really fortunate in that the fires have been all around us, but Summit County has been fire-free, and we still have campers and people coming to Summit County to just really enjoy the coolness and the fact that we're fire-free. And, of course, the afternoon monsoons have started, so we get rain pretty much every day.
We are a golf show, and, of course, we're sitting here
at
a golf course. How much of the Summit County marketing efforts go toward getting golfers up here?
We do a lot for getting – I mean, it's just an absolute ideal situation because a lot of times – families want to come up here, and not all family members golf. And so there's something for everyone. And if dad and mom want to golf, then there are places and things that they can do with their kids to make sure that their kids are safe while they're golfing. Or if just dad wants to golf, then there are places for moms and kids. And it's really a true package where you can golf and do a whole bunch of other things as well. So it's we really focus on that because we know that golfers love Summit County. There's some great golf courses in Summit County. I know we're at Keystone Ranch course, but there are other golf courses in Summit County that are also very beautiful.
And also the Dillon Reservoir, which is sort of a centerpiece here, too. There are people, they're fishing. You can rent paddle boats. You can sail. That's quite a large lake with a lot of fingers and a lot to do around there, too.
Yeah, and, you know, we have a strategic alliance with the Denver Water Board. Of course, Dillon supplies Denver with their water, but during the summer, the strategic alliance with the Denver Water Board says that they will keep the lake up as much as they possibly can for the recreation purposes, and they really realize how much that tourism brings to us too. So even when the Front Range is dry, they try and keep the lake levels up. And so it's just a good partnership that we've developed with them that enables us to focus on our tourism during the summer with the high levels of water.
What I love too about this area, it's been happening everywhere, not just here in Summit County, but it's become year round because it used to be just skiing, and after the snow went away and the ski season went away, not much else going on. But now it's year round, isn't it?
Yes, it is. In fact, it used to be that when the ski area is closed in April, mid-April or so, everybody would leave the county and come back after Memorial Day, and now they come back mid-May, and they don't leave again. It used to be that there was a shoulder season after Labor Day, and now everybody's found that September, all of September, and October and November are some of the prettiest months of the year. So it's really year-round, like you say.
Judy, we're running out of time, but give us the website, the Summit County website.
It's summitchamber.org. And you can come to that website and see all the activities that we've got going and all the businesses that are in Summit County.
Summitchamber.org.
Summitchamber.org.
Judy LaPointe. Judy, thanks for joining us today on TD Green.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
We are at Keystone Ranch, and we'll be back with more from Summit County on TD Green right after this.
Stop paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs. You can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts. Now you can get the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more for up to 90% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get the same brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call Canada Drug Center today and get up to 90% off all the most popular brand name prescription drugs. You can't afford not to call us if you want prescription drugs at the lowest prices. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian pharmacy. It's the same pills at up to 90% off. Call now. 800-950-3265. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Write this number down if lines are busy. 800-950-3265. That's 800-950-3265. Again, 800-950-3265.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Destination listening for dedicated golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green. This portion of the show presented by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. They've been doing major renovations at Swan Law, and they're just about finished. 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage at 501 North Cascade in Colorado Springs, online at swanlaw.com. That's swan-law.com. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, Summit County, Colorado, our destination this weekend for the radio show. We're back at the Keystone Resort. 6 weeks ago, we were here at the Keystone River Course. Today, we're at the Keystone Ranch Course, and we're happy to be joined right now by the head pro here at Keystone Ranch, Jim Banks. Jim's got a golf tip for us. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing great today. How you doing, Jay?
Just fantastic. We talked a little bit before we came on the air about golf tips, and we had several ideas and suggestions, but you got it narrowed down?
Yeah, this is not so much a technical tip as it is, kind of a routine tip, something to kind of help you find your groove when you're under stress. I just watching the last foursomes and twosomes tee off on the Open this morning, and that's a really stressful situation. Anytime we're under stress and we're playing, a lot of times, we're anxious, we're all worked up, and we have a hard time focusing and really finding our groove. So my tip is, you ever notice how your practice swing, has a really nice even tempo to it, and sometimes you get over the ball and you're not able to replicate that. So my tip of the day is, just learn to, in your pre-shot routine, take a little time to relax, feel your swing, find your rhythm and your tempo that you're going to use for the shot, visualize the shot that you want to play with that same rhythm and tempo, take a couple deep breaths before you hit the ball, and just stand up and replicate the same rhythm.
Yeah, I think no matter who you are, you always have sort of the first tee jitters, don't you?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, good tip from Jim Beck. Jim, how long have you been here?
This is my third season here at the ranch.
Yeah. Were you used to mountain golf before this?
Oh yeah, I was out at the Raven for about 8 years, and up at the Rolling Stone Ranch for a year in Steamboat. So yeah, I've been exposed to mountain golf for a couple of years.
You've been hitting it long for a long time now.
Occasionally that happens.
tough job to get up every morning and come to work here, right?
You're looking at it. So.
All right. Well, thanks for coming by, and thanks for the tip.
Hey, you're welcome, guys. Thanks for coming out to the ranch today.
That's Jim Banks and his golf tip, the head professional here at Keystone Ranch in Keystone, Colorado.
Yeah, we're going to have Steve step in again here for a few minutes. He was telling me a story a few minutes ago, and you just don't get this in every golf course in America, but there was a moose wandering along the edge of the course down in the very south end and near the 14th hole here. And I was going to say, if we can get round up that bad boy, put a bib on him, and see if he'd carry our clubs later on today when we're going to tee it up here in a couple of hours.
You can go after it. Yeah, you have at it, Jerry. So he was out here today?
No, I guess a week or two back. This course along the southern edge is kind of right at the very edge of one of the elk corridors, and I believe it was the first time when we played up here. I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years back, when we saw elk tracks over along 13 and 14 on the very south end of the course here. So a lot of wildlife to be found in many places in mountain golf in Colorado, and certainly here at Summit County. You see the foxes occasionally and that sort of thing. So good stuff to be had at up at Keystone here, and another tough weekend in the week life of Jay and Jerry on the road with the golf show here.
Yeah, Jim mentioned the Open, the British Open, and coming up in our last segment, Jerry's going to update us on what's been happening there. Adam Scott started the day with a nice lead in the hunt. We're Graham McDowell, Brant Snedeker, and Tiger Woods, and we'll update you on the British Open here in just a little bit as they're winding down over there in Lancashire, England at Royal Lytham and St. Anne's.
Somebody's about to go backward out of one of the greenside bunkers here on television right now, and just a quick little note, as Steve gets set up here again, Tiger was the only guy, he's birdied the sixth hole every day this week. Well, he made up for it by just tripling the sixth hole and has kind of lost his way here a little bit early on in the round here on Sunday. So
our host this weekend, Steve Cornelier, the director of golf here at Keystone Resort. And as we mentioned 6 weeks ago, we were at the River Course. Today, we're at the Ranch Course. We are here in late July. Steve, your season, what are you looking at this year as far as your golf season?
Well, I'll tell you what, at the Ranch here, we'll close things down right there on September
30th, Sunday, September 30th, but we'll stay open a week longer at the river course through October 7th. So we can flush out the irrigation systems, aerate the greens after we close, because then we have to fill the snowmaking pipes and start making snow for the ski season.
Yeah, so your closing date is preset. It's not so much dependent on the weather.
Right, it's really defined because, you know, we'll start getting some frost, some cool temperatures in here. We'll get a snow or two on occasion before we close, you know, but it'll melt off by 10, 11 in the morning. So there's still some great golf, and like I mentioned earlier, September is a great time to come and stay on one of our stay-and-play golf packages. You can stay at the lodge where the two of you gentlemen stayed last night, nice, comfortable place, or the Inn at Keystone, or one of our many condominiums. We also have a bed and breakfast out at Ski Tip. You can choose the ranch or the river, a 36-hole package, and a toll-free number is 888-697-1125. Or you can always go online, golfkeystone.com, and you can find out all about our golf packages, golf in general, or you can click into any of our winter sites as well and start getting ready for winter for those that love to golf in the summer and get on their skis or snowboard in the winter.
I know those stay-and-play packages, they're very popular, aren't they?
Not only are they popular, when you stay with us at Keystone, on your day of arrival, your golf is free. You know, once you check in, you can come out and play as many holes as the daylight allows you. And also after 5 o'clock, kids play free too, you know, with an adult. So we've got a lot of great programs. We just put in some fairway tees, or the fun tees, fairway fun tees, that measure out about 2,500 yards for those never ever golfers or the kids that want to play with mom or dad. You know, mom and dad can tee up on the set of tees that best, you know, suit their skill levels, and then the kids can play from about 2,500 yards in. In fact, I recommend that for family fun after 5 o'clock at either the ranch or the river.
It's almost like you've set up your own little par 3 course on top of your regular courses.
Well, when my grandkids come and visit, they're in golf camp this week down in the Boulder area. And what I'll do is I'll just take a wedge and a putter and maybe a 9-iron as well and just play with them off those fairway fun tees.
By the way, how's that hand doing? I know you had some surgery right after our last visitor, unrelated to our last visit, of course.
Yeah.
But how's it doing, and when are you going to be able to grab a club and join us out here?
Well, thanks for mentioning that. Had some wrist joint and thumb joint surgery. It's going to take some while to heal, and I'll get back. But putting, chipping, you know, hopefully by late September, I'll get some winter golf in somewhere. But the doctor assured me I could still shoot 100 or 103 or 110. So you know what? As long as I can get a grip on that club and hold on with both hands, because before the surgery I couldn't do either. And that's all that counts. You know, I know I'll never get better, but I still want to get out there and have that element of fun with friends, you know, and family, and just what golf is all about.
It really is. It's, you know, they always talk about it being a game for a lifetime and everything, and that's certainly the case. And, you know, whatever the skill level, it's just getting out there and enjoying whatever location you might be at, whether it be Summit County, Colorado, or Texas, or Atlanta, or wherever people are listening to us. There's always a good day on the golf course.
Well, just like golfers, myself in the golf business, we're in charge of getting the sun up in the morning. And I remember when I first started caddying back in Minneapolis and St. Paul in 1959, we're in charge of getting that sun up. We're also in charge of getting that sun to lower in the afternoon. And if you're there for both ends of the day, there is nothing better than being on a golf course.
I'll tell you what, after you close in September and you've got a little more time on your hand, the golf courses are still open down in Colorado Springs. That hand gets better. Come on down. We'll play.
And that's one of my favorite winter spots to just relax.
The do you have any special packages you want to talk about from now to the end of your season?
You know, with that 800 number that I gave you, which is 888-697-1125. We've got some festivals coming up yet, too. We just finished our wine festival last week. We have a beer.
We missed it again, Jim.
I know. It's just bad timing.
The beer and the bluegrass coming up here in a couple weeks. We also have the Taste of Keystone, which is Labor Day weekend, and we can combine golf with any of those special events. You know, that's what's great about today. You can go online and just sort of surf and see which weekend do I want to. Is it the wine weekend? Is it the beer weekend? Is it the big food fest weekend? And then combine golf with that. And again, like Judy was saying, there's so much up here for any member of the family. Just like I just greeted some guests coming in. One lady is a non-golfer. She's going to sit here, relax, and read, watch the Open, have a little lunch, and just, you know, enjoy the day. And just like in the wintertime, there's something for those that are want to spectate instead of participate.
Yeah.
And that's what's great. You know, and Summit County is open. Keystone is open. And, yes, we all have to be guarded, you know, in this world of ours today, whether it's natural disaster or other. But you still take time to recreate. You know, life goes on. Let's keep moving both feet forward and not go backwards. Get out and celebrate summer.
And like you said, if people aren't golfing or skiing, you know, certainly the city of Breckenridge and especially, I would say, the River Run area here at Keystone, just great places to just wander around, do a little shopping, you know, stop in, have a bite to eat at any one of a number of places and you know, just relax and do what you came up here to do.
Well, exactly right. One of my favorite things, because we lead a very active lifestyle in the resort business, whether it's in my own resort or when I travel, I like to delete some stuff out of my cranial cavity, you know, and just sort of pause, relax, reflect, and enjoy the time with whether you're with your spouse, your family, with friends, or whoever, and just, you know, relax. Hiking, biking, you know, and golfing's part of this too, but there's so many other things. Ride the gondola, I'll do that on occasion, you know, for a half hour just to clear my head and refocus on what's important in life too. And every day's a good day.
And up here, every time we drive up here, the stables are right down the road here, about a mile from
riding
the clubhouse.
Stables, yes.
And you know, I have to think there's some pretty good trail rides up in this area.
I tell you what, we got great 1 hour, 2 hour trail rides. And one of the best things is the dinner wagon ride that goes out on the south end of this golf course, back onto the public lands, Forest Service lands, and the old homestead cabins that were used when this was used for ranching community. And in the wintertime, those dinner wagon rides turn into dinner sleigh rides. Or how about dining right here in this fabulous ranch? This ranch house was built back in 1935. And I'll tell you what, if you want some cuisine, a culinary experience that's unequaled, right here. This ranch restaurant was named number one in all of Colorado 3 years in a row.
And you had a wedding here yesterday, and you told me your busiest time for weddings is right now.
We do a lot of weddings back-to-back. How could you not? You know, I was the father of the bride. My daughter got married here 12 years ago now. On a day just like this, and I'll tell you what, a great place to give away your daughter. And you always think about giving away your daughter. I'm not giving her away. I'd have charged that boy, you know.
You've got Labor Day. How big is Labor Day as we're running out of
Labor Day is big, you know. And, again, people are still coming up the hill, you know, to cool their heels, come up here, what's nice. But Labor Day is big. And, you know, it's sort of sometimes the end of summer in terms of the bookend, but there's a lot of summer left. Come back for September if you missed May, June, July, or August.
All right. Steve, we appreciate all you've done for TD Green, and we look forward to getting out and losing a few balls on the ranch course today. Thanks for your hospitality.
You're more than welcome, and I'll see you down at the U.S. Amateur at Cherry Hills here in about 1 month.
About a month, yep,
that's
you
true.
Got it.
And hopefully at an Air Force football game this year, maybe out playing some golf with the Broadmoor as well.
Navy Air Force, October 6th.
Okay. Looks like he's locked in.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Get well.
Thanks much.
Steve Cornelier, the director of golf here at the Keystone Resort. Jerry takes us on tour as Tee to Green continues next from Summit County.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 $150,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month. And this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
How would you like free information to the secrets of growing your savings, protecting your assets, and making retirement a reality? The facts are, if you're tired of losing sleep and your hard-earned savings in paper-backed assets like stocks, then you should call for your free insider's guide to gold and silver investing with the Birch Gold Group. The free investor's kit will show you how gold and silver have outpaced the stock market 10 to 1 for the last 5 years. It will reveal how to invest wisely, what to look for, and which coins are right for you. Better yet, you can trust you'll be treated with honesty, courtesy, and respect, as the Birch Gold Group holds an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Discover why some experts think gold and silver prices can still double in price. Call for your free information now.
Call 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256. Call today. Your tomorrow may depend on it. 800-994-3256. 800-994-3256.
Live and in real time on the internet at sportsbyline.com. If you ever can't listen to us on your favorite radio station, you can also link to the sportsbyline.com site from tdegreenradio.com, which is our website. Big story in golf this weekend, the British Open, and Jerry's here to focus on that as he takes a look at what's happening on tour.
At Royal Lytham and St. Anne's, a little bit different, not a true links in the fact that it's not right on the water. There's a little bit of separation with the town of Lytham surrounding the course there. Adam Scott trying to win his first major, a four-shot lead going into today. He's never had a 54-hole lead. McDowell and Snedeker were four shots behind. Tiger Woods was five back. The lead is still the same, although everybody's backing up a little bit. They're having some issues today and apparently not keeping it on the fairways. Adam Scott still leading at -9 through six holes. McDowell has just bogeyed the sixth, and Snedeker just double bogeyed the par 5 seventh, so they are both at -5. Tiger Woods and Ernie Els are at -4. Woods, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, tripled the sixth hole. Now he got one back since then, but so Scott still with a four-shot lead over McDowell and Snedeker, and they're a third of the way through. Those people that didn't qualify for the British get to enjoy the heat and humidity in Madison, Mississippi,
yeah,
at the True South Classic. Now, Jay, I don't want to be rude here, but the leaderboard just doesn't quite have the panache. Not that these aren't fine golfers and fine gentlemen. Little symmetry here. Scott Stallings also with a four-shot lead heading into the final round. He's at -18. Billy Horschel in second place. And then William McGirt, Keith Slocum, and Jason Bone, another shot back at -13.
So, I'm going to give you a couple of websites here that
Right,
I want you to
bet.
Write down. Summitchamber.org. Summitchamber.org. That's the Summit County website. And GolfKeystone.com. Write that one down as well, golfkeystone.com. When you're planning your next vacation, think first Summit County and Keystone.
And if you go to either of those, the pictures alone will draw you in, for sure.
Thanks to Judy LaPointe from the Summit County Chamber of Commerce, Jim Banks, the head pro here at Keystone Ranch, and our host, Steve Cornelier, director of golf at the Keystone Resort. Jerry and I are going to tee it up in a few minutes. Thank you for joining us. Great job to Scott Cuddy back at our San Francisco studios. Back at the Broadmoor next week. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.